You're listening to Idjit Cast, Season 4, Episode 22, Lucifer Rising. Hello and welcome to another Nubentary episode. My name is John. I will be your supernatural expert along with Annie.
Hello.
And joining me as always is our newbies. I'll say hello to Paul and his wife Darcy.
Hello.
And we also have Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And as I stated at the top, we're going to be watching Lucifer Rising, which is episode 22 from season 4. So for those of you who would like to join us, get your DVD or Blu-ray or digital download ready. Make sure that your recaps are enabled, so that'll be the first thing you see when you hit play. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to start the episode. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
The road so far.
Yes. It's more Kansas.
Yeah. That's got no volume on it.
Yeah, I'm working on, you can't hear it?
Not very well.
Well, I'm going to put up the subtitles,
deaf.
Too.
Okay.
Oh, there it
Thank
is.
You, that helps.
'66 seals. Or.
Broken 66
All
seals.
All in concert.
Is it anything like 72 virgins?
Oh, dear.
When you die, you go to heaven and get access to 66 seals.
Or.
Oh, seals are so cute.
Aren't they, though?
No, Missy, I'm not or-oring at you. She thinks I'm barking at her.
And who wants to go back to that room anyway?
It was really ugly.
Oh. Flashback.
Candelabras.
The little flicker.
Oh, pretty. Archways.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Snuff the candles.
Smoke monster.
Yep. Demon.
Oh.
Right into a priest. Is that possible? Apparently.
That seems like a little much. Couldn't you just blow him out? Like, you gotta...
Wait, so he's been in there for... Since 72? Or this is still 72?
It's unclear. Yeah. I'm gonna guess we're still in 72. I don't know if those nuns' costumes are right for the 70s.
I would say, yeah, they're not far off. That's what I recall, so.
Let's wait and see if somebody pulls out an iPhone.
Yeah, there you go. Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, those nuns have really great eyebrows.
Well, they don't have to work on their hair, so, you know.
Yeah, you can focus all your attention on threading them brows. Holy juice.
Nun factory.
Nun factory. Ooh, those are weird. Yeah.
You've seen those yellow eyes before.
Not those yellow eyes. Those
are different. Yeah,
those are the same yellow eyes.
They're different.
No.
Might be better effect or something, but same guy.
Is he gonna cry blood?
No.
Legit thought she was gonna open her eyes.
Yeah.
Or I thought she was gonna cry blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Also into for that.
I'm still not clear if that was all flashback. I assume it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's totally in the game.
It's so
leave me alone. I'm balancing my checkbook.
I was going to say, it's so damn big. How could it not be in the game? Jeez.
It's in the game. It's out the game.
It's all over the game. It is the game.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's going to be in the new Gilmore Girls. Hope not.
Well, character-wise, it doesn't make much sense, I suppose. What are you getting done with out here in the middle of nowhere?
I don't know. That was at least a great old house, car. Though. Yeah. No, that house.
He's going somewhere That's from nice. That house. I guess he doesn't
nice
have
porch.
To be in that house.
Hey, Dean, look at them freckles.
Yeah, because that worked so well for you the last time when you were facing off against Sam.
He's not running to Stanford this time, though.
If only.
Good riddance.
Written and directed by Mr. Kripke himself.
The Crypt Keeper.
It would be nice. What'd you say about my daddy? I'm not crying. My eyes are sweating.
I'm not in Kansas anymore.
I'm not in Bobby's house anymore.
Oh. Bobby's house got real
it's
pretty.
Castiel thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You swore yourself in service, Dean.
Oh, is this the baby chef?
The baby eater.
The baby chef. That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, they're like babies. They're probably real tender. You don't have to do much.
It's like veal.
Human veal.
Yeah. Oh, she's familiar. Where is she from? An actress.
Well, she was in last week's episode.
I feel like I didn't really look at her last week. Was she in Dexter, maybe?
So is this like a God House thing? House of My Father thing?
I could see something heaven like being that. All like rococo like this, it's over
awfully,
the top.
It's awfully gaudy, would you say?
Opulent.
Sorry, guys.
Ooh. Sliders and beer?
Beer.
Hmm. Heaven.
Last.
I don't think those are sliders. I think those are just plain burgers.
Yeah, just plain burgers.
Cheeseburgers.
And fizzy yellow. Fizzy yellow beer. Just like he likes it.
I'm actually surprised that he knows what it is.
He has to go out. I'm really sorry. I'm gonna take
her out. Like, that's Dean's secret. He loves Disney shows. Yes, please.
Yeah. Globetrotters always beat him. Come on. Why? Because we got you,
babe.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Oh, Cass can't look at him.
Yeah.
There are fates worse than death. What he said.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not sure Sam's such a nice guy anymore.
He tortured that nice baby chef.
You're right.
Just doing a job.
How do you know you have cell phone reception in that?
In heaven.
Man, the roaming charges must be insane.
Well, maybe you're closer to the satellites.
Yeah, what if like the signal is like the best ever? Like,
oh, like 10 bars.
Yeah, right. It's like I didn't even know this phone could go up that high.
It is a flip phone after all.
Yeah, you can play that card, right, Dean? You believe it.
Oh my god, we get it. Your brother's your family.
Yep, that's the end of the message. Hate when that happens.
This inbox is full.
Oh, a harp.
It's a harp.
Because you gotta have a harp. It's like the word sorry got cut off, so Sam will never know what he was going to say. It's like, you're what? You're what? Turns out, I'm kidding. Oh.
Oh, you just got a drinker, that's all.
You bitch.
It's gonna be okay, doggy.
So now they're not going to be drinking the demon exactly. He's going to have to drink the nurse. With her conscious as the nurse. Now Sam's got to do it anyway.
I don't think he has a choice.
Back to 72.
So. Lots of dead nuns. Missy, shush.
And he's a really familiar character actor, too. I'm not sure where I've seen him from.
Yeah, he's also really familiar.
Yeah. Missy's upset because she's an atheist. She doesn't like all this religious stuff.
Yeah,
that's clearly the case. I wouldn't quite go with atheist. She might have another something she loves.
A pagan.
A pagan.
She's great.
There we
one
go.
Yeah. One bark for yes.
So Sam's part of the key of opening it all up, eh? Mm.
No matter where Sam is, he always has good Wi-Fi.
Yeah. He's got one of those satellite dongles on the side of his laptop.
Oh, does he?
I don't know. That would make sense. All you gotta do is drink the blood of this nice nurse while she begs you not to. Because there's a demon in there.
How hard can it be? Oh, well, that changes everything.
Oh, jeez. Nice. Yeah, where are you going? There's nothing out that door. Yeah.
Where's Giles with a chainsaw when you need him?
Shocking.
Oh, it's like one of those rooms you can't escape.
Yeah, it's an escape room, Dean.
Yeah.
People pay a lot of money to do that. It's probably not a good idea. That's not a chainsaw. Oh!
Well, there you go.
Self-healing walls. Now that's something somebody should make.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
The angels could.
Bad.
Got a point.
Gee.
Best quote.
What's he destined to do now?
That's still a lie. It's called a lie by omission.
What's he stopping? He's stopping Lucifer?
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Well, if Dean swore his fealty to God and God is off the building, then he hasn't sworn his fealty to anybody, has he?
Hmm.
Maybe he's just on
vacation.
It's the abandoned mm-hmm. convent?
It
yeah,
is.
There you go. With the man that didn't cry blood or whatever.
She should have. That would have been awesome.
Oh, there you go. Oh, they still got security.
Oh. And virgins.
Her face is so weird.
That happens with plastic surgery.
Yeah, but her eyes are like set on either side of her head like a shark.
Yeah. Has something to do with the way your nose is. She probably had a bad nose job.
Oh, you're probably right.
And then she had cheek implants or something.
It's over?
Agreed.
Oh, that sounds like suicidal thinking, really.
Which we know your boy has had in the past.
Missy's upset because Dean and Cass are fighting.
I know.
She wants them to kiss and make up.
She does. She's not enjoying that.
Well, apparently you're done.
I wonder if those cheeseburgers stay hot.
Of course they do. And that beer is always cold.
Mm-hmm.
Never melting ice in that bucket.
Cheeseburgers.
I don't think that's...
That's not what he said.
I don't think that's the message we heard earlier.
No.
It is not.
I think somebody changed it.
Who?
Somebody in the room.
The white... Was it the white room?
No. Her.
Oh, she's someone in that room?
It. She's in on the whole thing.
Kripke refused to say whether it was Ruby or Zachariah who did that.
I think it's Zachariah.
Don't give in to temptation.
Don't eat the fairy food.
Fairy food.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do what?
It.
What is it?
Oh, he's got to drink angel blood?
Why didn't they just put that in the hamburgers? That would have been better.
Oh. Oh, he's not drinking angel blood. Angel blood is...
Oh, he's a door? Him a door?
Some kind of angel sigil? I don't think he's going to stop and talk.
I'm finger painting.
Don't mental patients do that?
At least it wasn't his poo.
So do 5-year-olds. What does that tell you?
I've never seen a 5-year-old do that. 3-year-old, yes. 5-year-old, no.
Oh, Lilith dying is the seal. What? Uh-huh. definitely supposed to have a knife.
I hope she's wearing like a 90s prom dress.
Boss battle. Well,
yay, Cass, doing the right thing.
Cass versus Archangel, can that go well?
Yep. Don't touch me.
Ooh. It's a good thing she wore her bridal gown.
Is it a prom dress or a bridal gown? Make up your mind.
Exactly.
I'm getting married at the prom. It's a twofer.
Wedding night after the prom.
Must have been some prom. This is so great. Let's get married. Oh, what was that face?
What's Ruby's goal in all this? Does she know that this is going to release?
She does. She's totally set this whole
thing. She's totally working with Lucifer on this.
So good.
Not good at all. Nope.
I like that effect.
The rib cage.
Yeah, and like all the light inside the mouth and the eyes and everything.
Well, she did.
And how?
So now someone else is coming out to say hi?
But who?
Well, the episode isn't called Bunnies Rising.
No.
Unfortunately.
Hopping down the bunny train.
Ruby can't believe it? Or can she believe it?
She can. She did this. This is her deal.
Yeah, she orchestrated this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Tricked me.
a little angry. I am disappointed in you, Ruby.
Yeah, he's mad at a demon for lying to him. Yeah. Come on.
It doesn't work because it's her blood. Why doesn't it work?
Because she has defenses against that. She knew that would happen. She knew that could happen.
I think he's just out of juice.
Yeah.
You saying my ears are too big?
God, can Lucifer just show up already?
Yeah, speech is a little less.
If that's all excited. Want to see Lucifer?
I want to see Lucifer, but also this actress isn't that great, so it's just like her little monologue isn't doing it for me. I miss the old Ruby.
Well, she's hitched up with him for real, so, you know, she could still live off all that supernatural money, even if she's not a very good actress, right?
I suppose.
The old Ruby's on Arrow now. So.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that.
It's good. Too late. Flash is better, but Arrow's good.
Thanks, Dean.
Yay!
There you go, Yvette. She's dead.
Okay, bye, girl. See ya.
Yeah, it's a little late for sorry.
Well, sorry that I released Lucifer onto the world.
Go where?
We better see him. Or her.
Mm,
oh.
I have some bad news for you.
Cliffhanger.
You're going to have to wait.
Cliffhanger.
Hey, just be thankful that you don't have to wait 3 months, at least.
No, that's true. You're just right. Watch it later.
We can watch his furry pants later.
Furry pants?
I assume he has furry pants.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Lucifer.
Lucifer, yeah. Yeah, okay. Furry pants.
Pants.
And that's the end of season 4.
Woo, we did it, you guys.
Yeah, there's only a few more to go, right?
300.
It's funny because it's true. So, yeah, we're going to come back and discuss this episode proper. Hopefully you guys will join us for that next week. And until next time, this is John.
And Paul. Oh, that's right. And everybody else.
And we'll see you guys next week for Lucifer Rising. Happy hunting.
Bye. Happy hunting. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. We meant to do that.
You've been listening to IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Join the discussion at Facebook.com/IdgitCast. We love feedback. You can email us or send us an MP3 voice message. Please use the episode title as your subject line to prevent accidental spoilers. Our email address is IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. The theme song for IdgitCast is by Borrowed Trouble. Find the band at BorrowedTrouble.com. Lyrics and vocals by IdgitCast's founder, Allie Jones, who you can find out all about at imthewonderband.com. The closing music you hear right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. You can find other music, writings, and discussions by Jack, as well as back episodes of his own Deadpan podcast at jackmangan.com. You can hear more from the hosts of this show. Yvette can be heard as one of the hosts of Investigating Mars, an intro cast for the TV series Veronica Mars, also available from quadruplez.com. John Pavlich can be heard on Castlecast, a fan cast for the ABC series Castle, at castlecast.net and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Now you can also watch the Sofa Dogs YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/sofadogs.
Annie is currently acting as global coordinator for Can't Stop the Serenity, a worldwide series of charity screenings of Joss Whedon's Serenity, benefiting Equality Now. For more information on Can't Stop the Serenity, including event listings and how to host an event, visit www.can'tstoptheserenity.com.
Darcy and I can also be heard on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows, also featured on quadruplez.com.